Well, thank you so much. Thank you, church. Good morning to you. I'm so glad you guys could join us this morning. I'm so thankful that some of you were even put on your best sweatpants to join us. And I don't know about you, but those pajamas, they look great. Not everybody could pull that off, but you've done it. You have pulled that off. Thank you for joining us from either your living room or maybe your kitchen or your man cave or your she shed, wherever you're joining us from. We're so thankful. If you were turning your Bibles this morning, we're going to start in James 5:16. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Now, outside of this unique time in history, I'm sure a lot of you would do what I would do when you hear this verse and you're like, nope, confessing, nope, not doing it. However, in this current climate, if you told me there was a room full of people, yeah, I'll go confess anything you want to a room full of people if I can be with them. And I'll even do you one better. I'll confess my wife's sins, and I'll confess my kid's sins and the dog's sins. I'll confess everybody's sins. Just let me spend some time with people. I do believe that in order to understand these verses, the context is important, and to note that James has set these verses in the middle of a letter about healing and bearing fruit. Some of you would say, or you've heard it, where people reverse engineer this verse, and they say, well, if you're sick, you know, it must be because you have sin or you have other things that God's not pleased about. And I don't believe that's what James is talking about here. I believe he's referring to a healing of the heart and the mind and the emotions. If you back up into verse 14, James talks about the physical sickness and says, call the elders to come and to pray over you, and that the act of prayer offered in faith will make a sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. These are the bookends of the verses, and these bookends are all bathed in prayer. The book of James is calling us to a life that is bathed in prayer. When we are down, you are to pray. When you are up and happy, a prayer of song. The prayers for the sick, like in verse 14, and now we get to verse 16, prayers for each other and confession. So why do we do this? Why do we tell people, why would I tell them my weakness? There's power in vulnerability. This vulnerability is not leading to mocking or gossip or looking down on someone. The thought of praying for you, and I will share with you, and you will share with me and pray for me. Because you see, I need you. I need your prayers. I need your strength to fight this fight today. And tomorrow, I will lift you up. The act of confession is telling us that the way to heal the heart and soul and mind is through this. James, in the beginning of these verses, the set of verses, talks about a physical healing. And I believe now he's moved on to more of a mental and spiritual healing. And because God is God and He likes everything to connect, it is to create bonds with our fellow believers, our fellow brothers and sisters, so that when we are attacked, we are stronger together. This act of connection makes us stronger because I know where you struggle and you know where I struggle. And because of that, I got you and you've got me. The last part of this verse talks about the prayer of a righteous and powerful and effective. Notice he doesn't say that the power of the super spiritual or the spiritual elite, but a person who is living for Christ and has made that the priority. Someone who's striving, understanding, upstanding, honorable, ethical, and principled. Now, I'm not telling you to confess to someone so that they can forgive you. No. That is only for Jesus. He's the only one that has the power to do that and is the only one that has died for you in order for that to happen. We're talking about mutual confession for the health of you and for the church at large. Confession to a priest doesn't do that. It doesn't bring the health to the community. This confession brings two powerful results, and it was amazing as I started to look and read different things, I stumbled across one of my favorite theologians who has written about this extensively. Right before World War II broke out in Nazi Germany, there was a young pastor who gathered together 25 students to teach them in an underground illegal seminary. Out of that was a little book called Life Together by Dietrich Bonhoeffer. And he says this as he wrote about these verses. Sin demands to have a man by himself. It withdraws him from the community. The more isolated a person is, the more destructive he will be the power of sin over him. The more deeply he becomes involved in it, the more disastrous is his isolation. Sin wants to remain unknown. It shuns the light. In the darkness of the unexpressed, it poisons the whole being of a person. Now, I understand that's a long quote, but I hope you understand that the isolation is the strength of this. We are not called to isolation. We are called to mutual confession, which draws us out into the light and into the healing arms of Jesus. Through my brothers and through my sisters. First, it is destroying the power of isolation and the thought that I am the only one that is struggling. The second result of this confession by Dietrich Bonhoeffer is this. Confession in the presence of a brother is the profoundest kind of humiliation. It hurts. It cuts a man down. It is a dreadful blow to pride. To stand there before a brother as a sinner is an ignominy that is almost unbearable. In the confession of concrete sins, the old man dies a painful, shameful death before the eyes of a brother. This is a tough thing to read. This is a tough thing to live out. Why? Because this leads us to Matthew 5:3. Which is being poor in spirit, my pride dies so that I can inherit the kingdom of God. That's what it tells us. That's the path. Please hear me. None of this was easy to type out this week at all. And it's even harder to stand up here and say it. But it is possible. If we're called to be a healthy body and a healthy body of Christ, then isolation must be destroyed and pride must go. When we get this right, the power of isolation is destroyed. The pride is crushed. And in that space, we become one kingdom, one power, and a force to be reckoned with. I can tell you that this is not easy, and I've lived out parts of this. And in writing this week, it was hard for me because I realized I was not doing this to the extent that I should have been. But as I think back of the times that I have joined a fellow brother at a diner, or on a phone call, or 20 hours sitting beside him in a truck as you drive to Georgia to pick up a milkshake trailer, this is completely doable. And even in our current climate, this is possible to do, to pick up a phone and to call someone. Because even outside of this climate, that seems to be the easiest. I'd like to leave you with one more quote. Also by Bonhoeffer. Sorry, we stayed in his realm this week. But he is one of my favorites, so I loved it. In confession, we break through to the true fellowship of the cross of Jesus Christ. In confession, we affirm and accept our cross. We affirm and accept our cross by confessing to each other. May not be the most uplifting or yay excitement that you could have. But that is what we're called to do. and it brings life, and it brings this amazing ability to not be isolated, regardless of your circumstances, regardless of if there's nobody there with you. It destroys that ability, and it destroys the power of the enemy over your life. Let me pray for you. Father, we just asked this morning, God, I thank you so much for the power of confession, the power that has given us maybe just not the thing that we preach about the most or talk about the most or get the most excited about, but God, something that you have called us as brothers and sisters to do. You have led us to this amazing place, God, and I don't know what this time in history will yield yet. But God, the result coming out of this has to be something greater. It has to be something bigger. It has to be something more powerful. God, I pray that you will give us the courage this week to reach out to our brothers and sisters, to confess, to continue to renew those bonds, to not let them fall by the wayside, even if it means me losing my pride. God forbid. God, this is the way we inherit the kingdom. This is the way we inherit your kingdom and step into your kingdom on earth, Father. Great are you, Lord, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus.